Hey, it's Linda Ferguson of NLP Canada Training, and today I am going to bring you about 20 minutes that will change the way you communicate so that you become more strategic and more capable of communicating to get other people engaged in doing what you want, connecting, collaborating with you. So the first thing to understand is, what is strategy? And if you have read about strategy or strategic thinking or strategic planning, you will have run right into a paradox. Because strategy means knowing what you want so clearly that you can make a plan to get there, that you can stick to the plan, but that you can also back off of that plan when you identify an opportunity. Most of the time, our communication just happens. It's not strategic. We're not thinking about how to get what we want. Words pop into our mind and we say them. We get involved in an exchange with somebody and we just talk. We move our bodies and our faces in different expressions and gestures. We move differently around an environment, and we do it all without conscious thinking. Our communication just happens because most of our thinking just happens. Suddenly there's a voice in your head and it has an opinion and you're thinking about that. Now, things change when there is something specific you decide you want. Because when there's something you want, then after this communication just happens, you notice whether you're closer to getting what you want or not. Most of us have been involved in at least one conversation that started with us wanting something, and somehow on autopilot, we ended up getting exactly the opposite response from the other person. And sometimes we got the exactly opposite response within ourselves. That's what happens when we're not clear, not committed to what we want. But even then, our brain is noticing. You wanted something and you got closer, or you wanted something and you got farther away. And your brain is a data processor. It takes in all of this information and it begins to calculate probabilities based on what has happened in the past. And when you get clear and deliberate and you think before you speak, your brain has a chance to go through that big storehouse much too fast to think about consciously, but you must be conscious of staying focused on your goal, staying focused on the thing you want. And when you are, your brain will go back through different possible ways of communicating, different things you've done in the past, and come up with sort of a rough calculation of what is most likely to get you a result. So one way to look at strategy is a way of looking at probable results so that you can choose the behavior, the language, the perspective that is most likely to lead you to what you want. So strategy means moving towards what you want deliberately. That means thinking about it, noticing the responses you get in as a result of things you try, and then continuing to build on that information so that every time you communicate or take action, you are likely to get closer to the thing that you want. Now, communication is how we involve other people in those things that we want, the things we want to have, the things we want to make happen, sometimes the collaborations, the building, the kind of relationships we want. All of human life is connected life. When we are not with other people, we are thinking about other people. It's not a personality trait, it's a human trait. We are social creatures, and it is possible that our superpower as a species is our ability to involve one another in making change happen in particular ways. So we communicate always to get what we want in terms of we want to connect with other human beings. We want to be part of a tribe. We want to build the connections that allow us to do more, to know more, and to feel safer. Sometimes we want something specific from another person. Sometimes we want them to give us something. Sometimes we want them to do something specific. And sometimes we just want them to connect with us. Because in that connection, there is power, there is shared information, there is shared energy, and there is shared emotion that allows us to stabilize our own response and know ourselves better. So we communicate because we want something, and whatever that is, our want is going to involve other people. Now, everyone who is in a shared situation is going to share some experience. They're going to share some environmental experience because we are in the same classroom. Perhaps we have the same awareness of lighting, of limits, of time of day. Often when we are in a shared situation, we have certain beliefs about the world at that moment, things that we maybe couldn't prove, but we feel are true. And when we are in this situation together and we are just communicating naturally, communicating without really thinking about what we're saying, then a lot of our communication will be about the situation we share. And so we'll agree with each other because we have all these things in common. Now, it's a little more complicated when we are writing because we are unlikely to share a physical situation. It's unlikely that the person reading is in exactly the same boat as the person writing. But there are, you know, some similarities. We work for the same company. We work in the same department. We buy and sell the same stuff. So natural communication, the communication that comes just quickly to mind when you think, oh, I've got to do that. I've got to send that email. When you find yourself standing in the hallway having a conversation, that kind of communication starts with these shared factors, these little bits of information that we both have because we also share a situation. It's when we need to talk to somebody about something outside those shared elements that we need to be more intentional. We need to get our head around what are we trying to do, and we might need to make a plan for our communication instead of just letting stuff happen. So strategic communication is shaping what we say and how we say it so that the probability is that the person receiving it will understand us and will want to become engaged with us, will want to be included in some way or involved in the thing we're talking about, that they will want to stay in a relationship with us, in a back and forth kind of feedback loop, so that we have the opportunity to motivate them to help us move towards the thing that we want. So strategy, knowing what we want, and intervening in the natural flow of communication so that we are more intentional. Communication, a way of including other people so that we can make changes happen in our situation, or in our experience, so that we feel better, do better, have more of what we want. Now, strategy then depends on three things. And the first thing we have to do to be more strategic is to always sort of do a survey of these three different elements. The first element is you got to know what you want. You have to define whatever it is you are sure you are willing to move toward. The second thing you need to know is what is shared between you and the person or the people you're communicating with that is in the situation that is likely, probable, to make those people want to become involved in this thing that you want. It's going to make them want to give you what you need or act in the way you want them to act, or just to connect with you emotionally in a way that engages you, engages them, and feels like what you want. The third thing you need to know is you have to know what you don't know. You have to know what, despite the fact that you and this person you're communicating with have some shared factors, that there's other factors that you don't share, that you do not know, that you do not understand. Things that might be outside your awareness, outside your understanding, might be against your own belief systems. And what are you going to do about that? So you have to know what you know, and you have to know what you don't know. And all of that has to be able to be put to work in the service of getting what you want. So what does it mean to know what you want? It means that you're going to know what you will see and hear, and maybe feel, when you get what you want. So it's not, I want you to be honest with me. How will you know they're being honest with you? Do you mean you want to be able to verify the information they give you? How will you do that? So knowing what you want, it's not good enough to have an abstract idea. I just want you to understand. It's much more useful to say, I want to know you understand because I'm giving you these instructions and I want to see you doing the thing I am teaching you to do. It's being really clear, what action does somebody have to take, or what emotional state do they have to enter in that you're going to recognize in them so that you will know you are getting what you want. Knowing what you have in common, it's the key to being engaged in a way that makes them want what you want. And you have basically three different kinds of things that you might have in common. The first is your environment or your situation. That if you are communicating with somebody, you share some kind of situation with them, and there are factors in that situation that are going to support, be evidence for the thing that you want. You might also, as a result of being in the same situation, have some knowledge in common, things that you know, that they know. Business people tend to share some knowledge of the business situation. They tend to share the knowledge that business needs to make a profit, that people need to work according to certain standards. But they also share specific technical knowledge. So when you think about the person you're communicating with, you can think about what kinds of knowledge do you have that they also have. And of course, when we assign value to knowledge, then we get into the realm of values and beliefs and meaning. And we might share values and beliefs. We might share a sense of what is significant or meaningful with the person we're communicating with. So thinking about the person you want to communicate with and noticing where do your situations overlap so that there's just really practical stuff you have in common? Where do you have shared knowledge about the world and about the situation that you can build on so you have just the facts? And where do you have something more than just the facts? Where do you have a shared belief about what you mean, about what is valuable, about what is worthwhile? And then stepping back from that, okay, if those are the things you have in common, what else is there around the edges? What is it that maybe you don't know? Where do you not know what knowledge they have? You have knowledge, they have a little of that knowledge, but maybe they don't have all of it. Maybe they have different beliefs about what the facts mean. Maybe some aspects of their environment are similar and some are very different. Two people can be working in the same job, in the same company, under different contracts with different working conditions. And so even though from one point of view they have a lot in common, from another point of view, their situations are very different. So the strategic approach is going to be when you have this information about where you have common ground and where there might be difference, you're going to be able to set a course where you basically build on what you have in common in your situation to move towards what you want without falling off the path and landing in unknown territory. So the core strategy that you will use, whether you are trying to give somebody instructions, whether you are trying to build a relationship, whether you're trying to sell something, whether you're trying to give somebody a command, get them to do something, it's all the same core strategy, and it's this. You always have to start on common ground. The only way you can build understanding and motivation and agreement is if you start with something you know and they know. So you always have to use all that stuff you had in common to begin the conversation, to begin the interchange, to begin the exchange of information and ideas and beliefs and emotions. That is communication. And then as you're on common ground, you can attach a little bit of new information that helps people decide what to notice in the situation, helps people assign meaning to facts. And it's just adding maybe one new fact to a body of shared facts. So you attach new information to what you already have in common. And then with that new information, when you've set up a new point of view or a new mindset, then you can make your ask. You can say what it is that you want to get out of this communication, sometimes by pointing towards the big picture of what you want, but often by just being really clear and specific, giving people sensory language about what it is you want to see or hear that will tell you that they have taken an action or changed a belief or made a connection that you wanted them to make so that you could get at this thing that you want. And then the final thing is to build on that, is to assume that you're going to have success with this ask and give people a little vision of the future in which they have done the thing that you wanted them to do, or believe the thing that you wanted them to believe, or accepted the connection and built on the agreement, become collaborative, showed up. It depends on what you want, whether you want them to do something specific, follow an instruction, or simply change their mind about the value for something that's already a shared fact. But whatever it is, give people a sense of what the future is like in really concrete terms when they will have done the thing you want them to do. And this helps you move into the future, because in order to do that piece, you have to be really aware of what their lives and work are like, what is going to be happening in them as they take the action you want them to take. And you have to be really committed to wanting it for yourself, because you're going to build a vision of the future, not just for them, but for you. And when that vision is clear and compelling, we call that mental rehearsal. And we know that when we mentally rehearse something, we make it more likely to happen. So the entire pattern of strategic communication is knowing that whatever we want, other people are going to need to be involved in it. And as we connect with those people, we start with what we have in common with them in our situation and our knowledge and our beliefs. And then when they are in connection with us, we move to new information because we need some new information in the mix to motivate, to make them feel necessary to take action. We tell them specifically what that action, whether it's a mental action like change your mind, or physical action like perform a task or show up in a meeting. We say exactly what that action is, and then we describe what it's going to be like when they do it. And that is a pattern for strategic communication that you can apply in all aspects of your life, from getting your three-year-old to bed to working at high levels of corporate life, making things happen in meetings or with the people that report to you. You can use it in sales. That's strategic communication, knowing what you want and knowing how to connect so that you get what you want. I'm Linda Ferguson, NLP Canada.